Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. This is Woody Bowling, also known as the Buckeye Advisor, your favorite way to start your Saturday or Sunday mornings, I hope. And it's probably evident if you're listening right now, unless you're on the podcast and you could be listening on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock or Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Who knows? But again, this is Woody Bowling and welcome to our Buckeye Advisor program. We are super excited to be here again today. I want to welcome in my co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure, all the way live from Atlanta. Matt, good morning.
Hey there, Woody. Good morning to you. How's it going this weekend?
It's going well. It's been a crazy election week. It looks like your state of Georgia is going to be back in the spotlight for the next 30 days or so. Good for you. You still get to hear more political ads for Mr. Warnock and Mr. Walker to see who's going to be the senator.
Yeah, goody for us. The airwaves will be low. I was just so looking forward to not having to see like every commercial be a political ad. And now it's gonna be that, but it's all gonna be just for one race instead of all the other. So it kind of will be even worse.
Yeah, at least you had the diversity of different candidates and different positions before, different offices, I should say. But now you're going to be subjected to just the one and only. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
I am glad Ohio has everything settled, and we hope that everyone made it through Election Day intact, mentally and physically. And that you're here today to learn some good things about your financial picture, I hope. That's what we do every week. We're here to educate our listeners, whether you're out going to Kroger, Walmart, Meijer for groceries, wherever you're going or doing some home improvement projects and you're on your way to the local Lowe's or Home Depot, or maybe a kid's soccer game or grandkids soccer game. We appreciate you and welcome you to our audience today, whether it's your first time or whether you've been with us since the beginning of June. Matt, I think we got a great show lined up, and I don't know, should we delay or should we get started?
With no further delay, we can get right into kind of the meat of it here. And I wanted to start out as we get into the kind of the meat of the show, Woody, with this really important reminder for folks, because we are still in the Medicare annual enrollment period that lasts through December 7th. Talk about how important that is for folks, because they really need to take some time to take a look at it.
Yeah, really, 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 really. If I could say that times 100 important, I would do so. It would take too long. But look, it's a great, huge decision. So we want to make sure people are on the right plan. I've been an independent fiduciary advisor for over 12 years. I also focus on the insurance side of my business with Medicare. I know it like the back of my hand, is the old cliche. So look, whatever you got, whether it's a Medicare supplement, you're looking for a better deal, or a Medicare Advantage plan, and you want to make sure it's the one that gives you the most bang for your buck, including the money back option, depending on where you live and what county, there's more than likely a great chance that I might be able to help you figure out a better plan. And if not, I'll tell you, you got a great plan and don't worry about it. So, you know, there's no cost to talk to me about that. Medicare is very important. If you go to my website, the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R on the end.com, it tells you a little bit about what I do as far as the Medicare, life insurance, and also more, just as importantly, as tactical asset management. And, you know, it's a big part of our business as well, as we try to point people in the right direction, pre-retirement and post-retirement.
Yeah, it's very, very important. So yeah, do that, folks. Go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. And by the way, I should mention as well, if you go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, you can find all the past episodes of the show. If you, say, oh, hey, maybe I wonder if they've talked about this, or maybe I want to hear more about Medicare. We did an entire episode of the show talking about Medicare and all the different parts, what it does and doesn't cover, and all that, trying to wade through the alphabet soup of Medicare. So if you've got questions about that, go to that website. It's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And that is, as Woody said, advisor with an O-R. And listen to it, and you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts as well.
Yeah, very true. And a lot of our listeners may know someone that's retiring in the next year or two. So they might be 66, 67, 68, and they just decide to keep working and not take Medicare Part B yet. Hey, let them know. Call the Buckeye Advisor. He knows everything about Medicare from A to Z and everything in between in that alphabet soup, as you said. And let us help, because we're going to take a holistic look at everybody's picture. That's what we do. The whole situation from life insurance to Medicare health insurance, and then the investments and retirement and retirement income, which we're going to talk a lot about that in today's episode.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot coming up in the show as we continue on here. We'll have a cost cutter of the week before all is said and done in just a little bit. Of course, our quote of the week, the dad joke of the week as well coming up. Everybody looks forward to that. We'll talk about avoiding the number one mistake that we see people make when preparing for retirement. And we'll also talk about how to manage your decumulation phase. And then, of course, the inflation demonstration this week as we get closer and closer to the holiday season. We're talking about food prices ahead of Thanksgiving, and we'll do that here in just a moment. Now, Woody, I should also tell everybody who is joining us here that, we mentioned the website and the phone number, and we'll give that again a few times here during the show. So stick around if you missed it just seconds ago. But we've got not only an opportunity for people to reach out about something like Medicare, for example, but a full retirement plan consultation. You said you like to take a holistic approach and take a look at the entirety of someone's financial picture, because it's, something like Medicare doesn't happen in a vacuum, right? It's part of the larger picture. If it sort of did happen in a vacuum and nothing else really affected it and you didn't have any options to choose from, it would just be one plan that got doled out to everybody and you wouldn't have to make any decisions every year, right? So talk about this full retirement plan consultation that we offer free of charge to listeners of the Buckeye Advisor.
Well, I am glad you brought that up, Matt, because it is it's an integral part of what we do and what I do. Because unless I have all the information that's pertinent to my clients, I can't make the right recommendations. And so many things go into it, so many factors. Everyone's situation is unique. Everyone's health is their own. The longevity that might be in their family might be an issue in retirement planning, and different ways to make sure beneficiaries are structured the most efficient way possible. So, we just get background information. That's the first thing I do in meeting number one when I talk with folks. We're just going to get to know each other. We're going to make some very detailed notes, observations about their situation throughout their entire history. And then we're going to go back, and then I will take a look at my crystal ball that I wish I could use to predict the stock market future. And it's still choppy as ever. But I'm going to go back and do some homework and work with the companies that I work with. And we're going to come back with some solutions and recommendations. And, usually on meeting two or meeting three, we're going to implement those. But we're going to tailor those based on the person that we're talking with. And it's not the same solution or recommendations for everyone. There are some general frameworks that we work within, but everyone is unique, and that's the way you're going to be treated. So there's so many advisors, Matt, that just don't do what I do. And it's not to toot my own horn necessarily, but it's just factually speaking, a lot of money managers don't want to mess with anything except that. They don't care about the life insurance or the Medicare. They don't do beneficiary reviews on old life insurance policies. They don't think about some of those things, and not everyone's on top of the tax efficiency and the strategies of principal protection that we use in place of bonds and bond mutual funds. So, you know, we like to be all inclusive, kind of like the vacations I like to take. You know, we like to be all inclusive, a one-stop shop for people. And, you know, that's how you get the relationship started. And then it goes from there. And it's a great thing. I love helping people, you know, as they come upon or execute retirement plans.
Yeah, the drinks are included, the transportation's included. No, it's it is though, right? It is all inclusive though when you're talking about your retirement planning. When you reach out to the Buckeye Advisor, and folks, you can do that. You can reach Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call him 937-974-6201.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
Gobble, gobble. That's the sound of the inflation monster kind of gobbling up your Thanksgiving budget this year. And that is the subject of our inflation demonstration this time around. And I was kind of, you know, kind of had to take a second look at some of these price increases, because it can be pretty staggering, Woody.
It really is. And, you know, what's also staggering is how quickly Thanksgiving's come back around. I mean, you know, we just passed Halloween, and immediately we move on to another tremendous holiday in Thanksgiving, which is a lot of people's favorite. I know it's probably mine. But I mean, when you think about the turkey being 112% higher than the same time in 2021, now $6.70 on average per pound in September when these surveys were taken versus $3.16 last year. Butter and margarine up 32%. And it's been that way throughout the economy. Gas prices, rent prices, mortgage interest rates, everything. So heating prices, you know, for heating oil and gas and electric bills up 25-35%. My own electric and gas bill with Duke Energy went up 31%. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So look, people are paying more. People are in pain financially. Many of them, as they, you know, they work on budgets. Most people do. And if you're fortunate enough not to work on a budget, then, you know, good for you. But the average person, regardless of the amount they have in their 401k or retirement savings, they are not happy with the increases in food prices.
Yeah, it's kind of sticker shock, you know, as you go to the grocery store. And I have to say that one of the items on this list was one that kind of hit me the hardest, because my mom and I, we're the only two in my family that actually will eat cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving. Nobody else likes it, and I don't know why, because I love it. But it's got to be the one that comes out still shaped like the can. You know, that's the only kinds that you can have. But canned fruits on the list here, up 18.6% year over year on that price. So I'm gonna have to dole out a little bit more for my cranberry sauce. I don't know. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, very sad. I'm not a cranberry sauce fan. My wife likes cranberry juice. I really like it that much. But you know, maybe you're gonna have to go to these manufacturers keep coming up with new tricks throughout these price increases, and they're making containers and the sizes of many things smaller than they were, but they keep the price the same. So it's a sneaky little thing that these food makers do. So maybe your can will be smaller and your price will be the same.
Maybe, you never know. Just not getting the bang for your buck there. But hey, I guess since my mom and I are really the only ones who eat it anyway, I don't know if it'll make that much of a difference to us if that's the situation, because we never eat the full can, you know. So there we go. But anyway, so that's a little bit of a look at that. And you know, I mean, things, even everyday staples, not even necessarily just the Thanksgiving foods, but you know, things like milk up 15%, bread up almost that much, rice up more than 13. It's all across the board here. And it really is affecting everybody as we go into the Thanksgiving season. And actually, what I did want to mention one thing that I saw the other day, I saw a story, and I forget who was quoted here. Some economist was quoted, and forgive me for not remembering who it was. But the particular economist said this could be the first time in history, since they've been keeping track of these kinds of things, that it's cheaper under certain circumstances to go out to eat on Thanksgiving than it is to actually prepare a meal at home. Like if you go to like an all-you-can-eat kind of buffet sort of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts. And everybody's in the game. Bob Evans and, you know, all these other restaurants are in the game. Frisch's, you know, let us make your Thanksgiving feast. And, you know, I haven't done the numbers because we don't do it. You know, everybody pitches in and we carry it over. But hey, you know, people are going to do what's going to make the most sense for them. But, you know, our hopefully through some of our strategies with wealth growth, with principal protection and some of those things, you know, my clients are feeling less strained this year because the majority of them have some of their money in a principal protected vehicle that we chose to do part of their retirement savings. And it makes a world of mental health difference when you know your entire portfolio is not in the red, so to speak, this year, as the markets have been throughout the entire year.
Yeah, definitely. So protect your money where you can, definitely. All right. Well, as we continue on here, Woody, we tease this at the top of the show, and we want to talk about the decumulation phase of retirement. First of all, let's get down to sort of the definition of decumulation. We sort of know, okay, if you think of the opposite of decumulation is accumulation, right? And so tell us what the difference between accumulation and decumulation is.
You know, accumulation really, that's just when you're actually doing the savings for retirement. You're saving in various ways, whether it's a 401k, whether it's just money you're putting into a savings or an investment account, perhaps into a Roth IRA that you've set up. It's just accumulation phase. And, you know, you're really looking at that point on a more intermediate to long-term investment horizon. So depending on your age, if you're in your, you know, 30s or 40s, your investment horizon is 30 to 40 years. If you're in your 50s and 60s, your investment horizon shrinks dramatically. And you just want to probably start being a little more cognizant of too much risk in your portfolio at that time. And especially if you change jobs and you left your 401k somewhere else, I call it a stray 401k. So if that 401k that you had a prior job for 15, 20 years, and I met with someone this week that was in the exact same boat, they heard the show, they've been at their new job for a couple of years now, and they just left their old 401k. So met with him and his wife, and we're getting it moved, and we're coming up with a solution to put a portion of it into a principal protected environment that can also grow. And then we're also doing the rest in tactical money management. So, but decumulation is really, Matt, just when you're spending the savings that you've accumulated. And a lot of people are hung up on the number of how much should I have or do I need to have. There's so many different things you can find on the internet that says you should have this much money to retire comfortably. Look, there's people, depending on your lifestyle, that can retire with very little savings because they live modestly. They don't care. They're not going to travel a ton. They're not going to drive a ton. But, you know, their decumulation phase is going to be much different than others because some people want to travel. Some people may still have a house payment. Some people still want to drive super nice cars and they're going to have big car payments. So everybody's different. So, you know, the focus in decumulation, you know, it's the net amount of cash that's coming out of your savings. You want to focus in decumulation on return certainty. You also have a shorter investment horizon, meaning if you're in retirement and you're making withdrawals from your funds, it's a crucial time if the market's down 20, 25, 30% and you just retired and you're already pulling money out, it can have a very negative long-term effect on that gross amount of savings. So it's very important with return certainty because if you have a portion, and that portion can vary from individual to individual, of your retirement fund in a principal protected vehicle that can also distribute cash to you at a guaranteed rate and provide market-like returns. And then when the market does have off years, which it does about 20% of the time, that portion of your portfolio is not down any money as far as the net effect other than your withdrawals that you took. Okay, so you had no investment loss that year. So decumulation, very important, very much something to think about because that's really the approach that we take. We need to understand how much money people would like to have or need to have in their monthly inflows in their budget to supplement their Social Security. And perhaps even if they were, you know, fortunate enough to get some sort of a small pension from an employer in the past, that'll be taken into the consideration as well.
Yeah. So sort of bottom line is you got to have a plan for the decumulation phase, because, you know, if you're just sort of spending kind of willy-nilly here, you can go through your entire, savings for retirement in a short period of time. And you've also need some protection, right, from those market losses, like you were saying, because you don't want to lose a big chunk of your retirement savings in the market. And one of the reasons is because with that market risk, I mean, if you lose, let's say 50% of your portfolio, and then the market goes up 50%, or your investments go up 50%, you think, oh, well, I've gained my 50% back. No, you're at 75% of what you had before, because you would have had to, if you lost 50%, you have to gain 100% to reach where you were before. So that's a difficult hill to climb.
That's a great point. Most people don't know that math because they've never been told that story. But look, it's super true. If you start with 100 grand, you're down 50%. That drops you to 50 grand. If you make another 50%, it sounds like it matches up. As you just said, it only brings you back to 75 grand. So from 50 to 100, you need to double. That's 100%. So naturally, as the loss gets bigger, that illustrates the gap that gets bigger as well to recover. But look, the thing that I always want to do when I'm talking to people to set up their plans is I really need to understand as an advisor, what kind of major expenses do you plan on having? And some people know already, hey, you know, I've owned this home for X number of years. I know in year two or year one, I'm going to put a new roof on. I'm going to redo the furnace and the air conditioning. So, or I'm going to put a big down payment on a car in year three. So we're going to structure that whole portfolio, however we do it, to minimize risk, maximize tactical money management strategies. And also we're going to focus on liquidity and distribution. So if you want income, we're going to figure out the best path, easy for me to say, to get people to that income. And, you know, it may or may not be the magical number they want. It might be more. So again, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's lifestyle and budgets are different. That's the fun of meeting different people every week and working with all my clients, is just everybody's case is different. And, you know, I tell people, if you want to go to the website, there's a risk profile questionnaire that I actually have on the website that's phenomenal. It gives me a very quick snapshot about your overall situation without getting extremely personal. But if you fill that out and you send it online on the BuckeyeAdvisor.com, it'll come directly to me, strictly confidential. And that'll give me a little preview of your situation before we even talk. So I encourage people to do that. And we've got some other things on there as well, where they can just get on there and email me, you know, from the contact form. That's fine too. But, you know, hey, we're here to help Matt. We take a lot of pride in the solutions that we come up with, and the fact that we have so many different areas we can help people in.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we are going to continue, of course, talking about the decumulation phase of retirement and planning for that as we continue on here. A couple of minutes before we take our first break, but I wanted to bring up this before we go to the break. There was this BlackRock survey that was pretty interesting in that it found that only about 36% of Americans say that they're confident they're actually going to have the income that they need in retirement. More than half, 55%, concerned about outliving their savings in retirement. That's, you know, kind of the biggest fear of people, is that they're going to run out of money. And there was another survey that we talked about not all that long ago on the show that said, you know, people fear running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself, because, you know, living without any sort of source of income or at any money, you know, what kind of a life would that be? So that just underscores the importance of planning here and for this decumulation phase and how widespread of a problem it really is.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, I encourage people, you know, if we have listeners in their 40s and 50s, you know, you're not too young to be talking to me to start talking about things that are important to ways that we can generate income, but not only income, but potentially tax-free income, which is the best kind. And why would you want to partner with Uncle Sam in your retirement when you can exclude him altogether? So look, that's part of the solution. And you know, I live this every day and every week. I talk to people. You know, there's talks about Social Security and the liquidity of the Social Security Trust. You know, by 2034, will it still be viable without having to reduce benefits? That petrifies people, as it should. It concerns me as an advisor. You know, I like to believe that they will figure it out and come to some agreements, but I think they're going to keep kicking the can down the road for probably a few more years until they're really forced to do something. So I'm not sure we're going to have a solution on Social Security, the trust, you know, the liquid part of that for probably a few more years, unfortunately.
All right. Well, just have about time now for us to take our first break. The Buckeye Advisor is the show. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. Stick around with us, folks. We'll have much more, including the dad joke of the week, coming up in the second half of the show right after this.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back to The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure, here alongside The Buckeye Advisor himself, Woody Bowling. Of course, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website, and the phone number, 937-974-6201.
The marriage counselor loves him, keeps him in business. It's the dad joke of the week.
Woody, lay it on us.
Matt, it's just one quick question. Why did Han Solo not enjoy his steak dinner?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I want to make a joke, something about it being frozen in kryptonite. I have no idea. Why did Han Solo not enjoy his steak dinner?
Because it was chewy. For all the Star Wars fans out there, I apologize in advance. The good news, they paid nothing to hear that amusing joke.
Yes, free of charge, as always, the dad joke of the week.
That's right.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And we, of course, like to share some words that might teach you a little something, or at least provide maybe some inspiration for you in our quote of the week each and every time we get together here on the show. And this week it comes from a man named David Bailey. Our quote of the week is, "To get rich, you have to make money while you sleep." I didn't know, you know, back in the day, I would have probably said, what, if I'm sleepwalking, I guess I could do that. But how do you make money while you sleep?
Well, you know, if your investments are in the right areas, I mean, certainly that's a big part of your overall strategies in life. And since I'm assuming none of our listeners won the Powerball this past week, that wound up being a little over $2 billion in its cumulative payout over, 25 years or whatever, more than $929 million lump sum. Had I won that, I'm not sure I would be back on the show today, Matt, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, I do think making money while you're asleep, it's a good piece of, a valuable piece of advice. Not everybody's doing it, but, you know, with our help, we hope they can.
Yeah. Well, when you showed up today, I knew that you had not won the lottery. So yeah. There we go. That was my sign. All right. So we've been talking today, the theme of the show today is the decumulation phase. And that is the part in retirement when you are receiving income from whatever retirement vehicle you have put in place for your retirement years. So we talked about kind of the problem with people either, you know, not understanding that they need to have a plan or knowing that they need to have a plan for decumulation, but not really having a plan. You know, you got to have some sort of system, a plan in place. So talk about that. Talk about the decumulation solution now, Woody.
Well, I mean, you know, we look at it from a couple of different perspectives because historically there was a 4% rule for retirees and a lot of advisors swore by it. You can take 4% of your, you know, savings each year and that's usually going to last. Well, what happens is people started living a lot longer than they used to. So longevity plays a big piece. Also, the market itself, the stock market, has seen a lot more volatility over the last 15 years or so since 2007 with the big subprime mortgage crash. Then you had the COVID bubble, and you've had other years that have been different reasons. But look, people can't just assume the market's always going to be on a straight, narrow, upward trajectory. And we've talked about that before. We do know historically, we think the market's going to do well over time. I've got a lot of client assets along with my own in the market and a lot of tactical money management strategies that we use. But there also needs to be another vehicle involved where we have the vehicle, it's called a fixed indexed annuity that we use a lot for a portion of our clients' retirement savings. And they can deliver, depending on age, anywhere between 5 and 6% per year in income that's guaranteed for the rest of their life. So whether they live to be 80 or 82 or 88 or 98, the insurance company is obligated to pick that up and make that monthly payment for the rest of their life. And we only work with highly rated insurance companies that have been around for, many of them, 75 to 150 years. So it's a different way of looking, and that's part of the decumulation strategy because, you know, the Stanford Center on Longevity looked at ways that investors could potentially assess and mix their investments and insurance products, and that's exactly what I do. They compared them to different retirement income goals, and they found that with systematic withdrawal plans for investment portfolios and annuities, that over time, annuities often provided higher yearly income as compared to systematically withdrawing from investment assets. And Stanford Center, if anyone doesn't know, Stanford is a pretty sharp school, has a lot of smart people there. So, you know, that kind of backs up what we talk about every week. We talk about guarantees. There's nothing wrong with having guarantees in life. We would like to have naturally clues about our future and what's going to happen, but we can't get those because our crystal ball still doesn't work. But the closest thing to a crystal ball is when you lock in part of your retirement income and you're creating your own pension from your own savings and knowing it's principal protected, but still can make market-like returns when the index that you're following is doing well. And it's going to do well most of the time, not all of the time. But in a year like this, a fixed indexed annuity is going to be down zero versus the market down 15 to 25%, depending on what you're in and where your investments may lie. So it's a big part of the decumulation strategy, as evidenced by that Stanford Center on Longevity study.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, a lot of times we say, you know, zero can be your hero in retirement with that vehicle like a fixed indexed annuity, because it's just that, you know, other people have seen 20, 25% losses in their particular portfolios this year. But those who have fixed index annuities in those particular vehicles have seen zero losses. And so that's exactly why we say that. And so, you know, it's football season. Often I will think about you and your Buckeyes and, you know, me and my team that I won't mention because I don't want any of the calls from any of the Buckeye fans here. But I often think about the red zone because, you know, the red zone, you're within your opponent's 20 yard line, right? That's what we often think about in football season. Well, there's such a thing as the retirement red zone as well. And that's something that we wanted to highlight here for our listeners because it's a good time to be giving you a call, right?
It really is. You know, we call the red zone really within 5 years of retirement, because at that point, for most people within 5 years, they have a pretty good idea of where they're going to be. So if you're 62 and you plan on working 5 more years, you already know pretty much about where you stand asset-wise. The difference being you're going to maybe contribute more to your 401k, assuming the employer does and assuming the market does some good things for you in that growth phase as well. So very critical to identify where, how much income do you need in retirement? How much do you want? Do you need a financial quarterback and an insurance quarterback like myself, who can help walk you through the process of what it's going to look like when it's time to draw Social Security, help you understand the benefits of waiting to your full retirement age, or maybe even waiting a little past that if you want, if it makes sense for you and you don't need the income yet. So if you're going to be paying a little more for your Part B, your Medicare Part B, because you make too much money or a higher income, so there's an income related adjustment on that. And I've dealt with some people over the last few months that have been in experiencing that situation. So I've seen a lot, Matt. And if I see something that I haven't run into or I'm not quite sure, I've got a great team of companies and resources behind me that I will go immediately find out the answer to the question, because we want to lead them to the right path. We want them to do what if they're in the red zone? Do you want to kick a field goal or do you want to score a touchdown?
You want the touchdown, you want extra point, you want the whole deal.
2-point conversion, maybe.
Hey, even better.
So, you know, that's the goal here at the Buckeye Advisor, and we love football, and it's a great analogy, and we want to help people. Most people do need a financial quarterback, and when I can throw in the benefit of helping them in those other areas, you know, it's just a more of a value add to the folks that I work with.
Yeah, absolutely is. And for a free, full financial consultation, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. And, you know, we've talked about this, Woody, quite a bit in our shows together, a few times anyway, about kind of really what the number one mistake a lot of people make is during retirement. And that is focusing on that one big magic number, right, rather than income, which is what we've been focusing on here. And so that big, you know, the size of the nest egg, say I got to have, you know, $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, whatever the amount is, they focus on that rather than saying, how much income am I going to have, you know, on a monthly basis as retirement goes on, right? I mean, you would say that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make.
Yeah, it's a paradigm shift. And, you know, really, people haven't heard it. It's a new concept. It's different than what they see on the internet. So until somebody really points it out and explains it, as I do, and as I do with other things that we do for folks, that's when the light comes on and then they say, oh, okay, I get where you're coming from. It does make sense. I don't need to have a million. I don't need to have a half a million to sustain the lifestyle I want in retirement. And that's the rewarding piece for me. And it's the aha moment for the client where they really say, oh, okay, now that I understand it this way, the other stuff that I was thinking and reading wasn't always the right thing to, you know, think about or to read and believe. There are definitely numerous ways to skin the cat, as the old saying goes.
Definitely so. Well, one of those ways to provide a retirement income that you have been talking about and have been mentioning are fixed indexed annuities. And we wanted to give the listeners here a little bit of insight on those by sharing a clip from the book Annuity 360 by Ford Stokes. And this is the audiobook version, of course, read by Ford Stokes himself, the author. And it is a little bit of a look at fixed indexed annuities that we've been discussing here and exactly, you know, kind of what they're all about and how they can be used in retirement to really provide you with an income stream. So let's take a listen to this and we'll continue to talk about it and talk about some other types of annuities as well on the other side.
Chapter 13, the annuity that is just right. The fixed indexed annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefits. Guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they are searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial markets. Designed for the long term, FIAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FIAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations. So even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax-deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax-deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
So that is a little bit of Annuity 360 by Ford Stokes. A lot of great information there. And I always tell people if they, you know, ask me about the book or when I talk about the book, Woody, that it's an easy read. We're not asking you to read War and Peace here, but it's an easy read, but so much great info about not only fixed index annuities, but all different types.
Yeah, Ford did a great job when he wrote the book a couple of years ago, very thorough in describing the different annuities out there, everything from the plain Jane vanilla fixed annuity, including the fixed indexed annuity, which is the one that we highlight weekly, and then also the variable annuity, which is kind of the black sheep of the family that we're going to talk about a little bit more. But I have a lot of copies of this book. Ford is a friend and colleague and a great radio host on his own right in Atlanta. And, you know, we work together well. And Matt, you and I both know him well. And we appreciate him sharing the book with us and with our listeners. And all they've got to do is contact me, ask me for a copy of the book, and we will get it right out and give you plenty of time to read it. It's not a long read, as Matt said. It's a very easy read. It's very knowledge. And power, you know, knowledge is power, as we've said before. And when you understand things differently than the norm, this whole paradigm shift can be quite a bit for people. And, you know, once they understand that it's a different way to look at things, it's very enlightening.
Yeah, it really, really is. And folks, if you liked what you heard there from that, you know, one chapter of the book that we've shared, and you'd like to know more, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201, and request your free copy of Annuity 360. Now, Woody, you mentioned this is kind of the black sheep of the annuity family here, variable annuities. I have also heard them referred to as scaryable annuities. We just went through Halloween not all that long ago, and I almost went as a variable annuity, but I had a hard time finding the costume.
We did. Oh my goodness. You know, these, I actually met with some folks recently and who had a variable annuity through a company that I will not name, but because the market was way, way down this year, they are in a pickle as far as wanting to start with some income. So it's all about timing. So be careful. The thing that concerns me the most are registered reps that sell these variable annuities never fully explain the fee structure on these things. And I have seen these fee structures be as low as 3 and as high as 5 or 5.5%. And guess what? The subaccounts in these variable annuities are made up of mutual funds. So what does that mean? That means they're in the market. So if your variable annuity, if these subaccounts were up 10%, but your fees were 5%, how much did you make? 5%. But if the fees, if the structure, if the variable annuity subaccounts, you know, are down 20%, your value is going to be down 20% as well. So it's full market risk in those, plus you have the fees no matter what. So if the value's down 20, you take out the fees, you're down 24 to 25%. So it's the worst of all annuities that I've run into, and I will help people get out of them. Usually the surrender charge period is relatively short, most of the time 5 years or maybe 7. So I do work with a couple of fixed indexed annuities that have very, very strong bonuses up to 11% in the state of Ohio and even higher in other states. So there are ways to get people out of those variable annuities. We can help do that. And we've got some very strong offerings on that side. But man, those things are really difficult for me to view. And I hate it that people have them. But man, it's just... they're never explained the way they should. If they were, there would be a lot fewer of these things in existence.
Yeah. There you go. And folks, if you want to know how to do that, 937-974-6201 is the number to call.
Here's the cost cutter of the week.
In our last few minutes, you know, we talked a lot about inflation, as we do kind of every show here, it seems, because, you know, it's kind of the biggest economic story that is really affecting every person with ears that can hear the show. But we also like to share some cost cutters for folks so that they can actually save some money where they can. And this time around, talking about a particular type of retirement account, Woody.
Yeah, what we're going to focus on this week is we're going to focus on converting a traditional retirement vehicle into a Roth retirement vehicle. It makes a world of sense in certain situations. I'm going to be the first to tell you it's not for everybody in every situation, but there are many situations where converting a traditional 401k or traditional IRA to a Roth, and then what you're going to do is you're going to delete Uncle Sam from your retirement savings plan. And that's the idea. So the long-term goal is to avoid higher income tax rates in the future, which most people, if I talk to them and I say, do you think taxes are going to go higher or lower in the future? Most believe they're going to be higher. So the goal is to deal with the taxes up front in a one-time conversion, or perhaps structure it where we fill up the tax brackets over a 3 or 4 year conversion. then Uncle Sam is done and out, and you can experience years of tax-free growth and tax-free income, which is huge. We love that tax-free income wording. But also, it's good for beneficiaries, because beneficiaries, if it's the children or the grandchildren, they can get these Roth IRAs as beneficiaries, and guess how much taxes they pay, Matt?
I'm going to guess zero.
You guessed correctly. I know you're always the sharpest guy in the room when you and I are in the room, and that's why I like to have you around. But, you know, you're 100% correct. I mean, we are passionate about this. Again, it's not right in every situation, but we're going to do a lot of analysis, and we have a team. We have software that can help us figure it out if it makes sense for you. So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. That's what we're here for. And yeah, it costs nothing to meet with me and have those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% free of any cost and any obligation. And once again, folks, the website is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's the Buckeye Advisor. And that's advisor spelled with an O-R at the end.com. Or you can call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. That number one more time, 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, just about time for us to start wrapping things up here, but I have enjoyed it again. I learn a lot each and every week when we get to sit down together, and I appreciate it very, very much. I know the listeners have learned something as well, and I'll see you next time around.
Well, I appreciate you joining us again. It's always fun. It's always entertaining and very educational, I think. That's the feedback that I'm getting from people, which is very encouraging. The Buckeyes are still undefeated. Hopefully they will be until we play the team up north in a couple of weeks. So that'll be exciting. And I want all of our listeners to have a great weekend. And thank everybody for tuning in and listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonuses if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken. And if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.